Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai ana. Kei runga te raina ko Matt King, ka mutu ko te kōrero māu e rote tō tātou reo Pākehā. Nā koia tēnā, kei kone. I've got Matt King on the line from the National Party. So, of course, we're going to have a little conversation about what's happening coming up to the election. So, kia ora to you, Matt.
Kia ora, girlie, how are you?
Oh, very good, very good. Okay, the weather over here, it's been on and off with the rain and the sun shining on and off. And then in Māori, we call it ua pōkākā, means it's on and off, you know? So that's what we call the rain, you know? So anyway, you know, it's warm, so I can't complain or anything. And the soil's getting wet, so I'm sure the gardens are thriving with this.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you where I am. I'm sitting in my car on the Paihia waterfront, and I'm just about to go to a police remembrance day. Today's
we all
remember the fallen police officers shot in the line of duty over the years. So it's going to be held at Waitangi, and it'll be quite an emotional time, especially with me being ex-police.
Oh, right. Oh, that'll be lovely. It'll be a time to meet and greet with a few of colleagues and some other people that you know around there, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Okay, we get on to the kōrero. So my first question, what does basis did you decide to become a politician, and is this still what you stand for?
Well, girlie, I was a policeman for 14 years, and in that time I experienced quite a few, I saw the quite all sides of human nature and sides of life, so the good, the bad and the ugly as I describe it.
Mm.
And during that time, you know, it was during my 20s and 30s, and I saw things happening in our communities, both in the city and both up here in the north as well. And I just felt that if I could be part of sit at the big table and make changes to how we operate, then I would do that. So that's kind of fundamentally where I came from. I felt that you could see things. For example, I used to see young kids in homes not being looked after or cared for or loved and being abused and neglected. And I just felt that we were just going to continue the same cycle unless we could try and stop that. So being a policeman, you're the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. It's too late by then. And so I thought, well, if I can become a politician, I can be involved in the decision-making and make some good changes, then that's worthwhile. So that's ultimately why I decided to join and become an MP.
Okay. What changes need to be made in Aotearoa? What policies do you and your party have to relieve those issues?
Well, I think in Aotearoa, we need to, at this point in time, we need to really focus on getting ourselves, our economy. We've got to get our people back into work. It's probably the most important thing we can do. We have a super challenge in front of us at the moment. We're borrowing money and spending money, or the government is, at an unsustainable rate. And I believe at the moment, with the money that's being borrowed and being injected into the economy, which it's all like sugar money, I call it a sugar rush, it's only temporary. And at some point in time, we're going to have to come down off this sugar rush and we're going to have to face reality. And unless our economy is back running, you know, properly and people are back in work, we've got some serious pain and suffering coming.
Mm.
So what we do is, one of the things, we're into protecting our environment, but unless you have an economy that's functioning and paying its way, you cannot protect your environment. I'll give you an example. In some of the third world countries where they don't have an economy, where there's no structure and people are not thriving, your environment gets beaten up. And I'll give you an example. Where kids don't have enough food to eat, they are peeling the bark off trees in some third world countries just to find something to eat.
Mm.
And so you cannot protect your environment unless you have your economy. So we've got some policies that we are rolling out at the moment to try and address that.
Okay. Policies are huge factors in elections. People are worried that our two major contenders are lacking in this area. What can be done to ensure trust between the government and its constituents?
Well, I think the key is in the word trust is doing what you say you're going to do. I mean, that's relevant whether you're a government or whether you're in a relationship or anything, in business, whatever. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. If you make a commitment to do something, you do it. And I think this government's made a lot of big promises and they've failed to deliver, and they've failed to deliver on so many fronts. So I'll tell you, us as a major party, we're rolling out a pretty comprehensive policy agenda at the moment. We have a track record, and I think in the last financial crisis, the GFC and the earthquakes, we borrowed a bit of money, yep, but nothing on the scale that we're borrowing now. And I think we did a good job of getting us back into work. We were one of the first economies to come back from the crash. We were one of the first economies to recover. So I think we've got a track record there. And on a personal level, I work really hard to be accessible. Like, my job as an electorate MP, I'm in one of the largest electorates in the country, and it's huge responsibilities being an electorate MP. And I work really hard at being available and accessible to people. So if I get emailed or phoned, or people request my help, I just do what I can do.
Okay.
To do that. I'm really proud and honoured to be the MP. It's a job I love.
Okay. Right, my last question, Matt. What is your vision for Aotearoa?
Well, there's a number of things, but I could sum it up in saying that I want a place where we can live safely, where you can raise a family, where race relations are better than they are at the moment, where all the treaty settlements are completed, full and final. So that's the biggie, is the Ngāpuhi one. I'm loving to see that, that gets settled. And I know for a fact that we've had some issues with the leadership in Ngāpuhi in recent years, and I know that some women within Ngāpuhi have stepped up to the plate. I was at a hui in Waitangi a while back where I saw a lot of good, strong women getting up on stage there, and I thought, well, with the women stepping up to the plate to do it, I think we have a very real chance of actually getting a settlement. So I really look forward to that. I want a country where we punch above our weight, just not in the sporting arena, but across the board, where we do well. And I want and finally, just a place where no child is cold, hungry, or unloved. A country we can be proud of.
Oh, very good, Matt. I think you've covered it extremely well. So next week we'll talk about some other issues that's cropping up by then, eh?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Gilly. I mean, I feel a little bit more somber than normal because I think of that young policeman that was shot.
I know.
Months ago. And he looks a lot, he's when you look at a photo of him, he looks very much like my son.
Yeah.
A little bit older, but very much like my son. And my son's a policeman in Kaitui. I very much, today's a sad day.
Yes, I know. I even feel it. And isn't he Māori, the one in England? Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah.
No. That one, that's the most recent one. Yeah, one of our New Zealand Kiwis that was over there. No, that's the most recent one. I'm talking about the guy in Auckland. Constable Hunt.
Hunt.
Who was 27 years
old.
Oh,
that one. Yep. I know the one. Yep. Okay. Oh, well, yes. Well, even in the police force, I feel sorry for anyone that passes on, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, lovely to talk to you, and then we'll catch up next week.
Lovely. Thanks.
Kia ora.
You have a great day. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Aye. Ai, tēnā anō koutou I kōrero ana ki a Matt King. Ko mōhio koutou I prima nei a ngari, mahi nei, tāna nei mahi. Rote te kaupapa mō te nāhenera, kamutu e kawea nei, tāna nei kaupapa. Nā koia tēnā ki a koutou kei wahona, apena kei te whakaaro koutou. Ko teha te tangata tika e mau I tēnei wāhi o Taitokerau, ko eia pea haua. Kei a koutou no o koutou tikanga, ko wai wa koutou e tuhi ana kia pōtingia kia pāke ki tērā rā. Nā koia tēnā, ko rongo koutou ngā kōrero, e whitia tēnā I ngā wiki katoa, ka pātai ngā tuetai o ngā kōrero, ka whakautu mai, ngari māuano e whiriwhiri ko teha te mea e tino hono atu ana koe. Nā no reira, tēnā tātou.